on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right. Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Well, that's always great to catch up with Jennifer and Gina putting on the Wellness in the Word workshop. And we will actually continue to bring you details about that. Stay tuned between now and November 1st, the date of the event. We'll continue to let you know. All right. Well, we welcome into studio Erlinda Tribu.
Yes, sir.
All right. We figured that out on the phone earlier. It's and Erica Steele, both with Hope Mommy's Albuquerque chapter. Erlinda is the chapter president, and Erica is the treasurer. Welcome in, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
So, Erlinda, for those unfamiliar with Hope Mommies, it's actually a national group.
Yes.
Enlighten them. Let them know exactly what it is Hope Mommies does.
Sure. Hope Mommies is a national organization, a nonprofit for mothers who have lost their babies, pregnancy through about 2 years of age. We are there as a resource for moms and their families to encourage and to remind of the hope that we have in Christ, or to extend that hope to those who have not found it yet. One of our big ministries across the country is the Hope Box, which we provide to hospitals, especially here in Albuquerque. We're in Presbyterian Hospital in labor and delivery, and then also in the NICU. We are also available to send Hope Boxes here in the state. We're the only chapter in New Mexico, so we do cover the whole state. And we are available to send Hope Boxes to those who have lost a baby. In fact, I prefer to say whose baby has died, because we know that they're not lost. We know where those babies have gone, and they have gone to heaven, and they're waiting for us. But so for parents that have faced that grief, we are there, and we want to be there to encourage them and to walk with them in this journey that is one that no one wants to walk, but that we have walked and are still walking, and we want to be there as an encouragement.
Oh, I so much appreciate that, and I'm going to amen where those babies are. The heaven's getting populated.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, fortunately and unfortunately.
Right.
But,
right.
But we know that they're safe in the arms of God, and that's what's most important, and honestly, most just reassuring as a parent who has had a baby that has died.
Yeah, well, I appreciate so much what it is, not only the group's doing, but you ladies personally, your involvement. Erlinda, what got you involved with Hope Mommies?
Yeah, unfortunately, in 2017, I was pregnant with my second child, Aiden. And he was fine. I got very sick and was in the hospital for over 3 weeks with bleeding that was unexplained until it was explained that I had a partial placenta abruption. And that partial placenta abruption led to PPROM, which is a premature rupture of the membranes, or your water breaking early. Which led to a very, very fast delivery in which there was not an operating room available. And so I had to have him vaginally, and he died during the delivery. It was very shocking and traumatic. And we didn't expect for him to die. We expected from all that time in the hospital that he would be in the NICU, and that it would be a long road in the NICU, but we would be okay. But that's not what happened. He did end up dying, and it rocked our faith, my husband and my faith. It rocked us so much, and we felt so alone and so betrayed by God, even though now we can see that that's not at all what it has happened. God never betrayed us. He was there with us the whole time. He didn't leave us. He didn't forsake us. He was there with us, and he was always near. And that's a word that he gave me as I started to heal, was that he was near, and he was waiting for me, because he knew that I needed some time to try to figure out and wrap my head around what had happened with our son. Then again, in December, Christmas Day, actually, of 2018, I had an early miscarriage that landed me in the hospital. And so I am a hope mom to two babies. Aiden and baby T3 is what we call that early miscarriage baby. And our seven-year-old daughter recognizes her siblings and loves her siblings so well and talks of them often and shares about Jesus through her siblings often. And so we're so thankful that even through deep grief in our whole family and that our faith was rocked, that God has brought us out on this other side to use their life and their death for his glory.
Well, I would say this, Erlinda. Well, first of all, for those not in studio, obviously still very difficult for Erlinda for you to talk about. But I see from Erica the support that you're giving other ladies, and it's encouraging to see. And I want to also thank you for sharing how you were feeling. Those were real feelings.
Very much.
You said God didn't abandon us, but the feelings are real.
Yeah.
I have to imagine that you're not alone in those feelings, whether it's the mommies or the dads or the families. And that's why I thank you for sharing with us on the air today, because I do pray that it brings hope to those listening, that there are others that are available to comfort to share stories with and to celebrate the lives of their babies.
Yes, sir.
Erica, again, thank you for what I see you doing in studio, bringing comfort to a friend that's in need. And Erica Steele, as I mentioned, is the chapter treasurer for Hope Mommies Albuquerque chapter. Erica, what brought you to Hope Mommies?
In 2012, I was pregnant with our third child. And then at 17 weeks, we went to a normal doctor's appointment, and the doctor could not find a heartbeat. And then later on that night, I was going to be induced the next day to deliver the baby. And then that night, I actually ended up going to the ER, and I had a boy in the ER, and we named him Zachary. And it will be 10 years this month, October 26. It'll be 10 years that we lost him.
Well, I appreciate the work that you're doing, as I already mentioned. And there's actually an event coming up this weekend that we've talked a little bit. I don't know if you know, but our announcers on KLYT have been talking up the event that you have coming up this weekend. And I'll run through it. And if I get something wrong, okay, I've got two ladies here to correct me. I'm used to it.
Okay.
You ready? Okay, so it's the Hope Mommies Albuquerque Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Day. This is happening at Rotary Park at 7725 Quintana Drive Northeast in Albuquerque. Rotary Park, do a search for that if you're going on Google Maps. But I'm going to guess you ladies have a better idea geographically. Where in the city is that? I'll look it up.
Paseo and Ventura.
Okay. Right. All right, and we'll Google Maps during the break.
It's in a bit further from Paseo and tucked away in a community, but it's a very nice park with a big open space.
Nice. And that's happening this Saturday morning at 8:30. You mentioned it, but I'll read what we've been sharing with our audience. Hope Mommies exist to bring the hope of Christ to bereaved mothers and families who've experienced miscarriage, stillbirth, or infant loss up to 2 years of age.
Yes.
The families are invited to join Hope Mommies Albuquerque for that Infant Loss Awareness Day, a day to remember hope babies and seek God's hope. And there's some great activities planned.
Yes, sir.
Hot air balloon. All right, who's got the connection?
We have a connection, and also it's one of those connections that only bereaved parents can have. But we met a few years back a family who have been working with some balloonists here in town, and we reached out to them, and they were very happy to help us to get a balloon for the event.
Oh, how nice. Have you been up in the balloon?
No, we have not.
Okay. And there'll be a memorial reading of the Hope Babies' names.
Yes.
I'm going to assume that's part of why you want registration as well. So you have those names? Or?
Yes, correct. We've extended registration to this Thursday, the 13th. But we do want registration so that we have the names to read. And if you register by Thursday, we'll also have a gift for you with your baby's name on it, which we think is very important, especially because when the world forgets our babies, we don't. And it's really nice to have people talk about your children, even those that have died, just like you talk about your children that are living.
Right. Kids crafts.
Yes, so we're going to have little sun catcher, little balloon sun catchers that we're going to color.
Okay, sun catcher. Can you describe it?
It's just a little plastic thing.
Okay, but it's a craft
it
for
is
the
a craft,
kids.
Yes.
The kids that that come to the event to do with their families.
Yeah, that they can hang in their room or in their house to remember their sibling that has passed away.
Okay, a light breakfast and a personalized Hope Baby gift for parents with registration, which we talked about. Now to register, this is what we were saying. Go to Facebook.com. It's actually Facebook.com/ Hope Mommies Albuquerque.
Yes.
And if you get on Facebook and you forget that, just do a search for Hope Mommies Albuquerque chapter, and you'll see the site show up. Okay, well, listen, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get a little more information from the ladies about Hope Mommies Albuquerque chapter, and maybe remind you, obviously, again, about the event this weekend, the Infant Loss Awareness Day, coming up Saturday morning at Rotary Park in Albuquerque at 8:30. We'll be back with more after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, welcome back into ABQ Connect. We're in studio with Erlinda Tribu and Erica Steele. Erlinda is the chapter president for Hope Mommies Albuquerque, and Erica is the treasurer here in Albuquerque. The website nationally, by the way, for the website or for the organization is hopemommies.org. And through the website, actually, you can find the various locations. You may know someone in another city or another state that could benefit from checking out Hope Mommies and get the encouragement that Erlinda and Erica have both experienced. And Erlinda, obviously, you've been with the group for some time. I'm sure you've seen more than one lady benefit from participation.
Yes. One of my friends that I can think of to share a story with you is a girl who her baby died. She was newer to Albuquerque. She wasn't necessarily walking so closely with the Lord at the time of her baby's death. But her baby's death has brought her and her husband and the whole family closer to the Lord. And I don't think that God necessarily just gave them this baby to bring them closer to them. But I think he definitely used the life and the death of this baby to bring the whole family closer. And I wish that that baby was in their arms, but I don't know if they would be walking so closely with the Lord right now if he was. But that's not ours to know.
Right.
And we're so thankful that that through this deep-seated grief that that joy has come, that there is joy in the morning. And yeah, I'm just so thankful for that family and for what they're experiencing, even though it's been such a hard journey for them.
Erica, let's speak a little bit to family and friends that are acquainted with families who have Hope Babies. What can you encourage them to do that would be supportive, or encourage them not to do that would be supportive of these families?
To be supportive, I think just to be there, just to have someone that you can talk to in a non-judgmental way. And, you know, I think it's just Hope Mommies, there's always just, you know, there's someone to go to talk to if you need to. I think that's one of the benefits of Hope Mommies is you always know there's someone to talk to if you're having a bad day, a hard time, a hard season. So I think just being there to talk with somebody, encouraging not to do. I think we've all had our stories of what people have said to us, of what not to say, like, don't worry, you'll have another one. It wasn't really a baby anyway. Just things like that. Don't say that stuff right to a mom.
And actually, I mean, what I've found with dealing with family and friends that are dealing with loss, and you said someone to talk to, but not sometimes. Yeah, if you're the person there to comfort, sometimes just being there.
Yes.
Not,
yes.
Don't feel like you have to start the conversation. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of times we don't know what to say, you know, with grief. We don't know what to do. We're not very well equipped. Unfortunately, I don't think as a society we're very well equipped to deal with grief. And so we often end up saying strange things that really offend and hurt people, even without meaning to.
Right.
But just being there, I think, and that's really hard for us. But that's a lot about what the Bible talks about sitting and, you know, and grieving with those who grieve and rejoicing with those who rejoice. Like, grieving with those who grieve, sometimes you just sit there and let them talk and cry. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's long bouts of silence. And sometimes there's lots of crying that you can't understand what people are saying. And it's okay. You're there.
Right.
And that's what people need sometimes. It's just for you to be there.
Yeah. Anything else on that topic?
No, I think that's pretty good.
Okay. Now, one of the things I did want to cover, because we were talking about, you know, ladies who might be listening, who hear about the event, which let me run through it real quick and then I'll get to the question. The event, by the way, that we're mentioning is this Saturday morning at 8:30 at Rotary Park. It's the Hope Mommies Albuquerque Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Day. It's a no-cost event, but they do ask that you register, and that's because they have a gift for the parents. And the registration is happening at facebook.com/HopeMommiesAlbuquerque. In addition to the gift, obviously having the Hope baby's name included in the memorial reading on Saturday morning. But thinking back to Erlinda, the first time you decided to attend the event, kind of walk us through your experience of anticipation, anxiety, and how did that go?
Sure. I did not receive one of the Hope boxes that they have in the hospital, but I found Hope Mommies on Instagram. And then I was able from there to reach out on Facebook to our Facebook page to get some more information. And I was invited to a informal coffee event at Flying Star. I arrived 30 minutes early, which I never am early. And I was scared out of my mind, and I didn't know what to expect. And I was trying to pump myself up in the car for 30 minutes saying, right, you can do this, you can go in, you can go in. And I tried to open the door and I couldn't get up. I was so scared. I don't know why. I just felt so scared. And I almost went to Target and went home and told my husband, yeah, I went. It was great. Gotta go. Gotta go to bed now. I'm so tired. But I did end up going. And honestly, it was the best thing I've maybe ever done for myself, was going into that Flying Star and meeting with other women that were like me who had had a baby that died, and being able to speak freely. I think up until that point, a lot of people just didn't really want to talk about it, or didn't know how to talk about it, didn't want to bring it up. I think a lot of people think, oh, if I say something about it, I'll remind them again. But as moms whose babies have died, we don't forget. It's not something we forget. You don't forget your child if they're at school.
That's right.
You know, I don't forget my child because they're in heaven. Like, it's the same thing. And so bringing it up doesn't bring it up. It just, you know, it opens a conversation that I'm not uncomfortable with. It, other people get uncomfortable with it. But I was so thankful I went to that event. And I was so thankful that I was able to meet other women that were like me. And I finally felt a sense of normalcy for the first time since Aiden had died. And then I couldn't get enough. I kept going back and meeting with these people who have become such dear friends. We always say, We wish we would have met in different ways, but we're so thankful that our babies are what brought us together, because we're women from all walks of life across the city. And we may not have met other in other ways, in other circles, but we have this commonality and we can love each other's babies. You know, I remember Zachary's birthday and, you know, we remember, due dates and other special days for the moms in our groups, because we love them and we want to be there for them and show them that their babies aren't forgotten.
And Erica, you obviously had a first time in attending. What was that like for you?
It was also nerve-wracking. We met at Flying Star the first time and, you know, walking in there was very scary and you didn't know what to expect. But then I met the ladies and they were wonderful. Like, we shared our stories and it was a connection that with these ladies that was just very, very helpful and beneficial.
I mean, and I've not experienced it, but correct me if I'm wrong, you're going to a place where you're going to meet not you, but someone a lot like you.
Yeah.
So the any of the anxiety or the doubt that you have about going for healing, other people have experienced this and are prepared to walk through this with you and encourage you and be there.
Yeah. It's friendship formed in the fire, right? Because instead of, you know, meeting somebody at Flying Star and, you know, chatting about the weather and about, you know, normal things, we go down deep real fast because we have to, because that's what we're there for. We're there to talk about our babies. Now, that doesn't mean that we make you talk about the baby that has died. If you're not there yet, or if you're not comfortable, or if you're still trying to make sense of it yourself, you don't have to. You can be there and we'll still love you and we'll still, you know, encourage you and want you to be there for other events. These friendships go fast and deep because that commonality of grief, like there's something to say for that. And especially as Christian women, I think it's really something beautiful.
We're visiting with Erlinda Tribu. She's the president of Hope Mommies Albuquerque chapter, and Erica Steele in studio with us as well. She's the treasurer for the chapter. And the national website is hopemommies.org. If you're looking for the local chapter information, go to facebook.com/HopeMommiesAlbuquerque. And that's actually the place you'll find information there. Obviously, the social media information and information about this weekend's event, the Hope Mommies Albuquerque Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Day at Rotary Park. That's at 7725 Quintana Drive Northeast in Albuquerque. Google Maps if you're not sure. Rotary Park, Albuquerque. That's this Saturday morning, October 15th at 8:30. And a lot of activities planned for the event, including a local hot air balloon. There'll be kids crafts, light breakfast. And the reason for the registration, again, that's so your Hope Baby is part of the memorial reading of the Hope Baby's names on Saturday morning. And the group can prepare a personalized Hope Baby gift for parents with registration. Are there other groups in Albuquerque that Hope Mommies connects with?
Yes, we have connected with the Lexiam Heart Foundation, okay, which is an organization that works with families who their babies have been diagnosed with congenital heart defects. We have also formed a really good partnership with the HUGS program at Presbyterian Hospital, both in labor and delivery and in the NICU. And the HUGS program is for the families that have experienced death of their babies, whether they were in labor and delivery or in the NICU when they delivered. We've done some events with them this fall already, and it's been really wonderful to connect with people who received our boxes in the hospital and didn't know much about us.
Well, you're listening to ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. We've been visiting with Hope Mommies Albuquerque chapter president Erlinda Tribu and treasurer Erica Steele. thanks, ladies, for coming to let us know about your event and about Hope Babies Albuquerque. Can we invite you back?
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, keep us posted about your event so we can let others know.
Sure.
All right. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.